Oh, Lord, Quickly in this very life, attain the state of a primordial Guru Buddha. Usher free all mother sentient beings from suffering and place them in the great bliss of Buddhahood. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound path of Guru Dediya.
Tembe yende wuze dongwa jazu nange guwe
Dōjē jidō tsukē shūbē pōngbō nāmbā dēshē Kāmshē yōngshē gējē tāgyō tēnā chāngshō sēmbā Bābō rāchō nījē jidō yēnā chōgō wāngbō nī Wāsē chōgyō nējē sāngwā jidē bānā shāgyē nī Tāgō rīngshē ngōgyō lāmā yēdā kīngō lāsō nā Sāngyē jāngzhēn bāwēn kāngrūn dēngshēn gāzhūn guānēsh Tētā gūzhūn dōjē sēngshē hūngyē wāzhē chāgyūyī Rāngshī nēnē yīshē bānā jēndā yēmē tēmbā rēngyū Jūnā rōngshē rōngshē No,
Jo
ラダミシュベジモジュシャダイギドゥクンサチュジュランダナゲカンクンヤギョヨナモバガメンジャザラバマダナダナガダヤアラハデサメサムダヤタヤダオメジメジマメジマテジメジマビアメジマボディチナメジマボディメンドバソンガマナタヤダマアラナビジュダナベンジソ オーナムバガワデベンジソワバマダナダダガダヤアラハデサマサムダタヤナオメジベンジマベンジマテジベンジマビアベンジマブリジダベンジマブリメンドバソンガマナベソガマラナビジョダナベンジソオーナムバガワデベンジサラバラマダナダダガダヤアラハデサマサムダタヤナオメジベンジマベンジマテジベンジマビアベンジマブリジダベンジマブリメンドバソンガマナ
ကာကမအာရဏဗိဇ္ဇဒနာဗံဇေသောကုဉ္ဇောစင်္ကေတမ္ပါဒံစင်္ကေတံဉ္ဇေသံဘာတံဇေကြီးချင်းကေလာဘသောနေယုံစုဇောဘေငါတံချင်းဘောတံချေကြီးအိနံဘာသောရှင်စင်္ကေမိကဘေတောကြီးဒီရှင်နေတို့ရံယုဉ္ဇင်အောစီတုန်ကြီးကာဝဇေဇောရမောဂု
ရှင်ကမောယောဝံသံဗုမေအာဝံဝံစေစေကေသောဩဝံသာရေကေအာဝံရှေသရေကိုကုယုကေကိုဝေဥစရေငံဘုရေရာရှာလူဘဘုလောသံဗုနောဘာလံဇောချောင်းဇမေလောနာလောဘာငာယဒငာယံစေယေတံတံလံချုံတောဇမေယံတံဇမေယံ
Rinpoche Udhambayasinghe Shinduja Mahamamapayego Golo Rinpoche Nobu Rinpoche Zumbo Rinpoche Zumbo Rinpoche Alabu Rinpoche Dacho Rinpoche Mabu Rinpoche Tichin Boyin Bumba Ye Ma Chewa Ma Lu Ma Ka Meto Ma Dubu Ma Nangsa Ma Jisham Nyema Na Wa Rinpoche Du Chole Namba Yawe Gya Oso La Da Ni Pejo Punzun Tsoba Ma Tsangwa Tsangshi Ido Onwa Jinda Jinchen Tsawa Dang Gyubara Chibe Panda Lama Thamba Nam Kembaranduya Lama Losan Tuwang Dujish Chimbo Lasu Kodang Chiba Namla Shingam Buwa Yu Tujje Gowe Tundushis Sinigang Dasu Ndroyar Magyu Namge Tata Nyambri Sinjen Damjela Tudewa Chimbo Gun Jinge Namdu Ezu Jewo this mandala to the very few, and all sentient beings be able to meet the pure wisdom teachings of the victorious one, which contains the biography of those eminent ones who live in pure morality, have the brave attitude to follow extensively the bodhisattva's conduct, and practice the yoga so the two stages, the essence of which is the transcendental wisdom of non-dual bliss and voidness. May I and all sentient beings be able to meet this pure, complete teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa, unification of Sutra and Tantra, write this again. Mijo Namda, Tami Chintan, Lachin Gazi, Jubi, Ningdo, Lido, Chugiri, Nanjungi, Lozan Yavi, Tendam Jawaju, Yedo, Guru Rana. Moza Yidu, Yishin Gazu, Mosishin Namba, Lewan Chizi, Dado Gimbe Gunge Yerojin, Jidin, Jidin, Lindaran, Gosan Gave Mendo Chianda, Kunsan Jibe Jesu Mundu, Lazarin Yanga, Jedem, Gazi, Jesu, Lama Niji, Gogo and Dandan, Zombo, Chinge, Roge, Pazin, Gachi, Tonga, 사주나단조마나소장도바웬든세양조이왕왕조배신조주신드벤게세랑게루조신게나게랭게보니소제도교메사교나교지대랭게대베예시지주구라신드단저위 Then taking the Bodhisattva vows, so the motivation, the purpose of my life is to free all my kind, mother sentient beings from suffering, and to lead them to enlightenment. To do this, I must receive enlightenment. Without the Bodhisattva vows, this is not possible. Therefore, I am going to take the Bodhisattva vows for the benefit of all my kind, mother sentient beings. I go for refuge to the three jewels. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice in the merit of migrating me. I take hold of my mind the perfect state of a Buddha. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Sangha Assembly, and I do so to attain enlightenment. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive. Towards all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. I go for refuge through three jewels. I confess individually my own mind. I rejoice in the merit of all migrating beings. I take hold in my mind the perfect state of a Buddha. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Sangha Assembly. And I do so to attain enlightened mind. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive. And towards all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha with benefit all. I go for refuge to the three jewels. I confess individually all my negativity. I rejoice in the merit of all migrating me. I take hold in my mind the perfect state of a Buddha. I shall go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Sangha Assembly. And I do so to attain an enlightened mind. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive. And towards all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. Next, the tantric vows to be recited only by those who have taken the vows before. And the motivation, that an infinite number of my kind, mother sentient beings, are suffering in samsara is so unbearable. I must free them from suffering and lead them to enlightenment as quickly as possible without delaying even 1 second. To do this, I must become enlightened. Without tantric vows, this is not possible. Therefore, I'm going to take the tantric vows for the benefit of all my kind, mother sentient beings. Then we do this in Tibetan. Sangye Chanchu Sanpa Gun Dara Gumpa Jesu Su Dara Mami Ji Shi Gui Tu Dine Sune Su Chanchu Ning Bodhi Ji Gui Then LC 38 on page 42 of the booklet. LC 38, page 158 of the red cover book. Yeah.
trying to recite the Buddha's vow and Tantric vow, that, you know, the three times. But that, maybe good to recite in the short term. Do you recite the long version or short version?
The long one.
Tantric vow?
Long one.
Very long one. So, could recite the short version three times. That's very good. or sometimes you can do the repeat the last word to see. I don't know how to in Tibetan you see it three times. So when you during initiation, you see when there's a lot of initiations, many jhanas given, then with every initiation there's a jhanan, there's a tantric vow, there's a vow, or if the initiation is a hastantra, then. But then the instead of repeating all three, the very last word is repeated three times like that. So you do that. However, good to start three times, but then tantric vow three times. Short version. The five types of Buddhas, the samayas is condensed, so that one. So that's very, very helpful in case somebody broke the tantric vows, the root vow, then the so it helps to not receive the four mistakes, kundishi, four mistakes. So it helps for that. The four kundi, four mistakes are gathered, the Bodhisattva vow, they say, heresy, and the wishing vow, wishing Bodhisattva, say, you don't need the. It doesn't need to gather the four mistakes. You receive the root fall from that. Those two. Otherwise, others to receive become root fall. These four mistakes need to be gathered. So it helps for that. By having recited these, what it's about, do not become root fall. It helps. And also think about. If somebody is broke, then you see. Using about the heresy or it's one on one, but this is about the two. I think. rest to receive root fall, you need four mistakes gathered. It's called kundishi. So then you become root fall. Otherwise, you don't receive root fall. So it helps with that. So anybody who was in that broke tantric vow, so then root vow, so that it helps to not break a root fall. So it's a great protection. Unbelievable, most immediate protection from this. Otherwise, as every second goes, when trace karma to be in the inexhaustible hell realm for something that. Every second passes. So you see, so that it protects the person, falling down in the hell realm, experiencing the heavy suffering for unbelievable length of time. So it's, it's most urgency, most important to say protection. So that okay. So I think One thing is, you know, normally I stop the section of rejoicing. So this one easiest and most extensive merits you collect, you know, rejoicing. So that is, I think it's very good to you know, just stop a little bit there, and people get to remind for people to you know, to meditate rejoicing, because just reciting the word, if you don't feel happiness of the merits collected by you by others, then just rejoicing doesn't become a practice of rejoicing. You just by just reciting the words. So here you need to feel great happiness in your heart. So if you rejoice, you know, all the merits we collected from beginningless rebirth, we collect all the merits that you have collected from beginningless rebirth. Then you see, if you rejoice one time, all the merits become double from beginningless rebirth. You see, merit collected. You know, everything. So you know, it's like I say. It's like the bank or this stock market. No, I'm not sure. Well, that's nothing. So anyway, from beginning to the merit you collected up to now, you see all the merits become double. So now, now first rejoicing. If you the second rejoicing, it already become double. You understand? All the merits collected from beginning to up to now become double. Doubled up. Now, if you rejoice the next one, it increased two times. You know, all the merits, it increased two times. Now, next one, now next rejoicing, 8 times. Now, all the merits collected from beginning to 8 times. Can you imagine? It's really mind blowing. You know, it's there. And 8 times merit collected from beginning to up to now, it, you know, gone up, you see, 8 times. Then if you rejoice again after that, well, 2 times 8 is what? 16 times. So you see, you can rejoice 5 times, 10 times, or more, you see, 15, whatever, you see, so stop a little bit at that. But not all. Not on that. And if you rejoice all the same thing, after that, you rejoice all the same thing with merits. All the same thing with merits. So there are numberless things whose level of mind is lower than yours. So that means you collect double merits than what they have collected. So there are numberless things whose level of mind is lower than yours. So that means you collect double merits of what they have collected, okay? So it's merits of what they have collected from beginning to rebirth. So you collect double. Okay? So then, then you see that you are, somebody whose level of mind is higher than yours, you see, from beginning to rebirth, you know, the middle. Then you get half. Amount that that's those things collected, half of that much you get. So then they like that. Then so if you rejoice so probably you might have heard many times in the past I mentioned this. So if you rejoice one Buddhisattva, you know, one Buddhisattva one day merit, then you see. You get half of half merit. What the Sabha collect one day, half that amount you collect in 1 second. But without rejoicing, if you're going to collect that much merit, what the Bodhisattva collect in 1 day, in half of that merit, if you're going to collect without rejoicing. It is said by Pabangata Nyingbo that it takes 13,000 years to collect that much merit without rejoicing. But if you rejoice, within a second you collect. So then if you rejoice Buddha's merits, so by dividing 10, so 1, so you get that much merit you collect, you see. So like that. So this is in the case of collecting extensive merit, this is just not an unbelievable thing, you see. Now then, of course, if you rejoice one time, other sin is merit like that, you see. Unimaginable. But then if you do the second rejoicing, you see, now after that, become four. Now the marriage is become or increase four. Now next rejoicing, you do again eight. You know how much marriage you collected, say, at the beginning is by rejoicing that's the marriage. Now eight times. So like that. So you rejoice five times or 10 times or 15 times, 20 times, whatever. How mala or one mala, it depends. It's up to also interesting. I mean in your daily practice. But so it's good in the group practice also to solve it in so whatever you can rejoice. So if you don't do the meditation, then you lose it's something more. What you lose is not taking the opportunity, is most unbearable. You know, lost $1 billion is nothing. Lost $1 billion is nothing. Nothing. But here, you miss out all this marriage. Can you imagine? Oh, this is the most, unbearable sort of thing. You know? So he said, normally there's no puja or things. You don't normally normally it's not done. of course, if you chant, gives a little bit of time, to think. But that's what is explained. That's the meditation. So feel happiness. See? So if you don't do that, then you just chant the word and leave out. You see. So I don't think it's that. there's something unbelievably important. Unbelievable. If you think of business where, Mithya Buddha, there's a prayer, there's a Mithya Buddha prayer that he contains the seven limbs. So every day practice seven limbs and achieve enlightenment. So, it's called Chisitujoma. Not one building statue, the Dedicated Marriage, not about that one. such easy, it's just the mind to think, I think, you see, not the preparation, it's just the mind. So, such easiest way. If it's done, you can imagine the amount of merit you practice. So I think it's very good to so they say, the main thing is, amount of merit, that's one thing, but if we rejoice, we become So generally, not only the merits, but you see the like Bodhisattva's qualities, you know, Bodhisattva's qualities, and then they benefit, extends the benefit to sentient beings, so we can rejoice all that. You see. I mean, when you elaborate, you see, not only merits, but the qualities, and they exchange the benefit to sentient beings, we can rejoice all that. Then that creates karma. It creates karma sooner or later to become like that. Like those Bodhisattvas, ordinary Bodhisattva, Arya Bodhisattva. Then you see, then you rejoice Buddha's not only merits, but also their qualities. They say infinite qualities, and they experience the benefit in every second. They enlighten the number of sentient beings, liberating from the oceans of samsara suffering, and they enlighten the number of sentient beings. So if you rejoice, then sooner or later, you become Buddha. You have the same, you achieve the same qualities they have. So like that. And so one very important thing. So if you rejoice, to Lama Tsongkhapa's not only merits but the qualities and extensive benefit of sentient being teaching Buddha, then sooner or later you become like Lama Tsongkhapa. All those qualities and able to offer skies of extensive benefit to the sentient beings and teaching Buddha. This is just amazing. So sooner or later you become Lama Tsongkhapa, you see. So it's very important. No? So we do. Okay? So you start like this. Without virtue, there's no happiness. At all, no success, at all. Okay, without the cause of virtue, no happiness, at all. So the virtue is so precious. So I have collected, you know, the precious virtue from beginningless rebirth, up to now. So. And what's right now, what will be right in the future. So then feel it. So how wonderful, by thinking this in the heart, how wonderful this, keeping that in the heart, to teach I myself, how wonderful, how so, or how happy I am. So you count, you know, five, 10, 21 or any as much as can. Then next, okay, so we do that first. rejoice all the sentiments, their past, all their past merits, from beginningless rebirth, collected from beginningless rebirth, and the present merits, and all the future merits, okay? For great happiness. How wonderful it is, how wonderful it is, how scorable. Then particular bodhisattvas, there are numberless bodhisattvas, not just they want merit, merit collected from beginningless rebirth by them, and now which will collect in the future, so rejoice on their merits. Their collective merits, limitless cast merits in every second with their bodies, what their bodies demand, even with this breathing. Each time breathing out, breathing in, they collect numbers, they collect limitless class merits. Like that. So it's very good to particularly remember bodhisattvas and rejoice them. The numbers of bodhisattvas. So very good. Buddhist merit, numberless Buddhas, their past, present, future merits. end, may I collect that much merit by how much merit collected by sentient beings, by Buddhas? May I ever collect that much merit for the benefit of each sentient beings? So that much merit, what each number of sentient beings, Buddhas, Sapphas, Buddhas, each one, how much gold? May I ever collect that much merit for the benefit of each every sentient beings? So that you end up like that.
Back to page 46. Then the offering cloud mantra and the power of truth and the special requests.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vyasara Brahmadana Dadagataya Arahate Sambhasa Buddhaya Naya Om Vyasama 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 Bodhisattva Vyasama Bodhimanto Basangamana Vyasavakam Arana Vyasana Vyasoha Om Namo Bhagavate Vyasara Brahmadana Dadagataya Arahate Sambhasa Buddhaya Tayada Om Bhinsa Bhinsa Maha Bhinsa Maha Bhinsa Bhinsa Maha Bhinsa Bhinsa Maha Bhinsa 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 Maha Bhinsa 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 Maha 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 Bhinsa Bhinsa Maha
I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and the three precious men. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru up to the subtle dual view of the white, red and dark visions that exists in my mind and in the minds of all my master beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the right realizations from guru devotion up to enlightenment in my mind and in the minds of all my other sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer and inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduated path to enlightenment in my mind and in the minds of all my other sentient beings. I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and the three precious gems. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru after the subtle dual view of the white, red and black visions that exist in my mind and the minds of all my other sentient beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the realizations from Guru devotion after enlightenment in my mind and the minds of all my other sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer and inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduated path of enlightenment in my mind and the minds of all my other sentient beings. I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and the three precious gems. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru up to the subtle dual view of the white, red and dark visions that exist in my mind and in the minds of all my other sentient beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the right realizations from guru devotion up to enlightenment in my mind, in the minds of all my sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduated path to enlightenment in my mind, in the minds of all my sentient beings. Yenam guru rena dalaganiya dayami. Then the line, the 9-line prayer to the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Peace. So,
The precious Guru who encompasses all objects of refuge of the past, present, and future, please bless my mental continuum. I request the precious Guru who encompasses all objects of refuge of the past, present, and future, please bless my mental continuum. I request the precious Guru who encompasses all objects of refuge of the past, present, and future, please bless my mental continuum. And page 53. 5-color nectar beams flowed forth from the Guru's holy body, entering my body and mind and those of all sentient beings, Please purify all the diseases, spirit harms, negative karmas, and obscurations, especially all the corrections of obscurations, negative karmas, and degenerated samayas created in relation to the virtuous friend, such as giving harm to the holy body, breaking a vice, disturbing the holy mind, generating undevotional thoughts, criticizing, giving up the guru, and so forth. From all my doors, sense organs, and poles, these are dispelled in the form of liquid smoke or black soot. They are completely purified. My body becomes the nature of life, calm and clear. My life, fortune, and all my qualities of understanding and realizations are developed fully. The blessings of the guru's holy body, holy speech, and holy mind answer my body, speech, and mind, and those of all sentient beings are, and all sentient beings are now under the protection of the virtuous friend. Then, next page, page 35. Source of virtue, great ocean of moral discipline, treasury brimming with jewels and much listening. Master, second Buddha, clad in saffron, elder Vinaya holder, I may request to you. You have the 10 qualities suitable for one to teach the path of those gone to bliss. Lord of Dharma, representing all conquerors, Mahayana Guru, I make request to you. You are wise, patient, honest, without pretense or guile. Your 3 doors well subdued. You have both sets of 10 qualities, no tantra and rituals, and are skilled in drawing and explaining. Foremost Vajra holder, I make request to you. To those untamed by countless past Buddhas, to the unruly migrators of this degenerate age, who are difficult to subdue, you show unmistakably the good way of those gone to bliss. Compassionate refuge Savior, I may request to you. At this time when the sunlight teaching of the sage are setting, you enact the deeds of a conqueror for the many beings who lack a Savior refuge. Compassionate refuge Savior, I may request to you. Even one of your hair paws is for us, and few merit more highly praised than all the conquerors of the 3 times and 10 directions. Compassionate refuge Savior, I may request to you. Adorned with Sukhata's 3 bodies, you manifest from an alluring net of skillful means. In ordinary form, delete all beings. Compassionate Savior, I may request to you. Your aggregates, elements, sense bases, and limbs are in nature the Sukhatas and consorts of the 5 families, Bodhisattvas and Rahu protectors. Supreme Guru, essence of the 3 jewels, I may request to you. Rising from the play of the omniscient pristine awareness, you are the essence of the 10 million mandala cycles. Pervading Lord of 100 Buddha families, foremost Vajra holder, unified primordial Savior, I may request to you. Unobscured, inseparable from the play of the simultaneous bliss, pervading everywhere in motion and at rest, nature of all things free from beginning or end, Samantabhadra, action ultimate Bodhicitta, I may request to you. You are my gurus, you are my idams, you are dakinis and dharma protectors. From now until enlightenment, I shall seek no refuge in this life, bardo, and all future lives. Hold me with a great profession. Free me from all samsara and nirvana's fears. Grant all attainments. Be my constant friends and guard me from all interference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
55, the red cover book is page 174.
Oma
Oma au ndugyo pala rupi tinte ne Ema au kachyo mudro tatu Owa tinte ngata chenge jinlabe Sambi tinte tuja ngata Ina lato kuchye ne jimbo Oma au ndugyo pala rupi tinte ne Ema au mudro chache ato Owa tinte ngata chenge jinlabe Sambi tinte tuja ngata Conjuring Nagyo Najo Wambo Naso Nishimu Oma Ahu Ndugyo Bala Rupi Tinsene Ema Ho Kacho Ngudu Sato Ho Tinsen Adan Chake Shinabe Nasi Ndugyo Socho Yasu Di Nungya Naso Koche Nishimu Oma Ahu Ndugyo Bala Rupi Tinsene Ema Ho Ngudu Chache Abdu Ho Tinsen Adan Chake Shinabe Sambe Ndunzin Soncho Yansu Di
Praises to Hiroka. And
Yeah.
while the thoughts are distributed with the maybe recite some Makala, the protector prayers.
Page 289, 292.
Lord,
All right.
Chudun Chawa Yishin Chuba. Chudun Chawa Yishin Chuba.
So after Tang, then teaches the young babies, Choso Jish. Other Shibu Sa. So I should do it. So teaching the young baby chose to eat. So that's the preservation Mahayana tradition that PMT. So they teach the young baby chose to eat. And this should be the activities of the activities of the studying, then practice, attaining realization should be successful. So so it is the word teaching the young baby chose to eat. So also there's another prayer. There also comes next prayer. I think there also comes Saraje. So after that, Tang, but depends on which, yeah, Tang, the teachers are Jebebe Chosoki. Then they join us also that. So this way, this is the prayer is done, because prayer is done for the whole organization. So that thing. What's next? What's the done chant? Just to go straight. This is what.
Free tangwe sonjo nyenpa shiwa dang chuzo zongla nyangya yangwe
de here yeru pu teje zhe be chuzo la ma chi be be zhe ba chi shi na ru de na de here teje zhe be chuzo la ta na zo jeng a da next one
free yele ge be benza tro da she aya gre wa ge la ngam be holo tro da she aya gre wa ge do la cha zo Tinhe
maybe the talk is a bit getting upset, so maybe the talk is waiting a long time, so getting upset.
And the tea offering is on page 306 of volume 2. Can't remember the tune. Lama lo santu do ye chawan jin ya so sa yo la ma rin jin cho so la de de do se do wa ni bu xie ne san de ni de lun ru zu jang de ba wen do ji ji je na he ru ga so na na yu de shi Yidang yin gong la so tham xie la
Sāra yāra 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 yā The power of having made offerings and respectful requests to you, holy and perfect pure gurus, supreme field of merit, I seek your blessing, savior, and root of well-being and bliss that may come under your joyful care. I'm requesting the kind Lord Guru, who is more extraordinary than all the Buddhas, please bless me to be able to devote myself to the qualified Lord Guru with great respect in all my future lifetimes, realizing that correctly devoting myself to the kind Lord Guru, who is the foundation of all good qualities, is the root of happiness and goodness. I shall devote myself to him with great respect, not focusing, thinking of the importance of the qualified guru. May I allow myself to enter under his control. May I be an obedient son, acting exactly in accordance with the guru's advice. Even when Mara's evil friends and the like try to split me from the guru, may I be like a Vajra, inseparable forever. When the guru gives me work, whatever the burden, may I be like the earth, carrying all. When I devote myself to the guru, whatever suffering occurs, may I be like a mountain, immovable. Even if I have to perform all the unpleasant tasks, may I be like a servant of the king with mind undisturbed. May I abandon pride, holding myself lower than the guru. May I be like a sweeper. May I be like a rope, joyfully holding the guru's words, no matter how difficult or heavy a burden. Even when the guru criticizes, provokes, or ignores me, may I be like a dog without anger, never responding with anger. May I be like boats, never upset at any time to come and go from the guru. O glorious and precious root guru, please bless me to be able to practice in this way from now on in all my future lifetimes. May I be able to devote myself to the guru in that way. Realizing how this body of liberties and endowments is found but once it's difficult to obtain, it's easily lost. I seek your blessings to parting of the essence to make it worthwhile and not be distracted by anything in the affairs of this life. O God, may I take heartfelt refuge in the precious gems. I seek your blessing that I eagerly endeavor to practice various means for abandoning what is bound in misfortune and accumulating virtuous deeds. Finally, toss the mean ways of delusion and karma, played by hosts of ordinary that is in three kinds of suffering. I seek your blessing to develop an intense longing to be free from this monstrous ocean of boundless and vicious existence. Having abandoned the mind of useless and variable prison of cyclic existence is pleasurable. I seek your blessings to partake of the treasure eyes jewels for practicing the three higher trainings, thereby the uphold liberation's banner. Having considered how all these beautiful beings have been my mothers and have raised me in kindness again and again, I seek your blessing to develop unaffected compassion like that of a loving mother for a precious child. There's no difference between myself and others. None of us wishes even the slightest of suffering, nor is evil content. But in this I seek your blessings and may enhance the bliss and joy of others. this chronic disease of searching myself, the cause giving rise to unsought suffering. Between seeing my sea of blessings, being grudge, and destroying the monstrous demon of selfishness. The mind that cherishes all modern beings who secure them in bliss is the gateway leading to infinite virtue. Seeing this, I seek your blessings, cherish these beings more than in my life, even should they rise as my enemies. In brief, what involved in what Buddhas work solely for the welfare of others, with a mind understanding the distinction between the feelings of one and the advantages of the other. I seek your blessing and willingly to recognize and exchange myself on. Since I see myself, I seek your blessing to make my core practice yoga of changing myself and others. Then, verse LC
95. So they give time to. Gives time to do the meditation, taking the suffering, the cause of the suffering, karma, delusion, and the subtle defilements from each suffering, from each sentiment, from each realm, to take the on one's the self-cherishing thought, and completely destroy the self-cherishing thought each time, like bombing of the, there's a egotism, the self-cherishing thoughts like that. So from each dream, sentiment, all their suffering, and the cause that the karma and delusion, and the subtle development, the negative imprint, subtle negative imprint. So it gives time to that meditation. Then. Also, then dedicate with the loving kindness, generally, and do the taking with compassion. also all the past, present, future merits, and then all the result of happiness from that up to enlightenment. Happiness. which will experience all the future lives, then liberates for samsara enlightenment. So completely, all the merits, all the past, all that has happened up to now, really completely dedicated. Then including your body, possessions, everything. Then including the banks, Anyway, so completely dedicated to number of cell beings, number of hungers, animals, human beings, interest beings. And then become pure land. Become pure land to depending on which pure land you wish to be born, so you can visualize that pure land to then so you everything become so became pure land, you see, and then they all receive perfect immortal birth, and they receive perfect enjoyment, perfect surroundings, everything, and then they see cause exercise path within them. Then they're liberated from all the oceans, some sort of suffering causes, the subtle developments, and then they all become enlightened in the day that you are practicing. Every health becomes enlightened in the day that you are practicing, and every hunger goes become enlightened in the day that you are practicing. And as well as all the animals become enlightened in the day that you are practicing, all the human beings become enlightened in the day that you are practicing. So it's like that. So it gives time to do. Gives time. Again, here. Numberless cause of enlightenment you create. By the way, numberless cause of liberation for samsara, numberless cause of happiness with your lives. not only the body, but also just possessions. See, how many possessions you give to all sentient beings? So, with each one you create, you create numberless cause of enlightenment. With each possession, see. So you give to every sentient being. not just one of few sentient beings. But then there's all the merits given to all sentient beings. So the unbelievable cause of enlightenment. To say that. Then you would same also when you take the suffering. So it's from this, after having done this one set of Tonglen practice, you become very closer to enlightenment. You see, to have achieve realizations. That so. So there's time, then you see good to do chanting slowly, and then do the meditation. Take the opportunity, you see. So that, anyway, so there in our life, there's nothing in our life. There's nothing more important than this. So this practice, Buddhist practice, special Buddhist practice, so that that which purifies many eons in the karma. So many eons in the karma, you know, into the practice. So that, okay. So many limitless kinds of merit, you know. So many limitless kinds of merit. Limitless kinds of merit like that, you see, so many times we practice with this practice in giving, the practice taking, you see. So generally, so it's good, I mean, when there's time to that, you know, all that.
Good.
Even my environment and the beings therein be filled with the fruits of my negative nature. I seek a blessing to take these miserable conditions as a path, blessing them as causes and exalts to resolve my conflict. Resolve no matter what appearances arise, be the good of them, I seek a blessing to transform them as a path. Through the practice of the five forces, dependence and iron, the task to enjoy solely a blissful mind, whatever occasion I. I see your blessing in complete perfection, joy, And once again, set your radiant feet firmly at the corner of my lotus heart. Then the merit.
so the dedication then so you read it in English and the second part. So did you order past, present, future made described by oneself, three times made described by others, means all sentient beings including Buddha Sapas, then also that Buddhas, number of Buddhas. the Buddha Sapas, you know, and those who come to please means the Buddhas and the Buddhas. made all their holy actions and their prayers be completed in every single of that and and dedicated to preserve, to be able to preserve, to not degenerate, to not get lost, to not get degenerate, to preserve these their scriptures and these you know, the knowledge of that, you see, the words, meanings, and then it's the realizations, what it explains, the realization of enlightenment, so to be able to preserve then next one, did you all the powers, present, future, made it according to time, made it flood by number of sentiments, the Buddha Sabbath, and so that Buddha's then, not only dedicated for oneself, even though the prayer says on yourself, but but make sure to remember, you know, your family members, all the family members. How about here in ABC, all the subs, all those who are all the past ones, you know, those who offer service to the ABC. so the very beginning, the very first person that who. Where the teaching was, where the first teaching was, started was Mr. Lee's house. He was the Qingping Temple, Mr. Lee's house, and Dita. They were all students. I'm not sure whether he was a monk or not. Anyway, so started Lamrim teaching first at Mr. Lee's house. That's how the ABC. That's the very beginning of the ABC. so from there it started like that. So I don't know how many months at the house, so that all those people who served ABC in the past, and you know, did so much who bear so much hardships, you know, served ABC for all those people in the many years. There's many different people served, being director and like that. Then, as well as a benefactor in the past, certainly helped in the past, students in the, you know, so all that, and then all the present ones, you know, all the present benefactors, all the present students, all that, all the staffs, and then those also as well as in the future, you see, like that, and then all the rest organization, you see, FMT there. All the students and all the supporters. And there's so many people in different parts of the world serving, you know, being so much hardships, serving the organization to benefit sentient beings and teaching Buddha. So all of them, then, those who rely on me, those whom I promised to pray, and whose name is given to me to pray. Including those, so then all the rest of the sentient beings, you see, so to maybe never be separated away from the four minor dharma wills, okay, in all the lifetimes, and that then actualize the said trend-minded, the common path, three principal aspect path, so uncommon the two stages at the university of Vajradhara, as quick as possible, so that this part, yeah. You do extensive dedication. I mean, they say cover all sentient beings. Make sure it's cover all sentient beings, particularly then everybody in the organization. So that even though the prayer says just one, as the prayer says I, you know, but remember everybody is, and so this is very, very good. Anyway, even extra prayer is done or not, after that is done, it was already included here. So it's let's get done. So more get done is better.
LC 116. Whatever right virtues have thus created, I dedicate as causes enabling me to uphold the holy Dharma, scriptures and insights, to fulfill without exception the prayers and deeds of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for the three times. By the force of this merit, may I never be parted in all my lives from mine four spheres. May I reach the end of my journey along the paths of renunciation, bodhicitta, pure view in the two stages.
Serving the organization and they have all sentient beings. Next one, may the Buddha be actualized in the heart of all the leaders of the world. So this is extremely important to have Buddha in the leaders of the world, especially the leader in the heart of the leaders of mainland China, all the top controlling people.
Changjo Semjo Rinpoche Maje Vana Jeju Jeva Nyamba Meba Kone Kumbu Jeva Isho.
And to the Chita Medes Kulubu, by others, may the Buddhists be exercised in the hearts of all the everybody who follow the different religions, not only Buddhists, but every religion. So in their heart, may the Buddhists be exercised in all their hearts without leaving secondary.
Changjo Semjo Rinpoche Maje Vana Jeju Jeva Nyamba Meba Kone Kumbu So Kangri Rabe Kobe Singan Jutan Nandewa Mazu Jumwe Net
Jerez,
哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说第六的帕第六的帕哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王大神的结果多少的说哲人古为临文吞卓王 all the past, you know, students who came here, benefactors and also staffs who offer service in the past, now in the future, will be coming in the future. And that and all the same order as organizations. So everybody and the and also in the music. May we guided by Lama Tsongkhapa, being direct Mahaguru, and Nipepe Sapa, related to from the pure path, admired by all the Buddhas.
Sarava Kundu and Java Tsongkha Vete Tso Sini Ngutsu, Jave Ngapya Lamsa Tini Etan Keche Etan.
So if there's any somebody who passed away or anything, family member or friends, then you can include in these prayers, you know, and so that and these are the past, present, future, merits, current, three dimensional brothers, which exist but which are merely labeled by mind. Meta who exists but who is merely labeled by mind. Achieve Lama Lo Santong De Chang, enlightenment which exists but which is merely labeled by mind. And lead all the sentiments who exist but who are merely labeled by mind. To that, Lama Lo Santong De Chang, enlightenment which exists but which is also merely labeled by mind. And by Master Balon who exists but who is also merely labeled by mind. Bhāma-sava-alone,
who exists but who is merely labeled by mind.
Jambalam-bhavya-citra-jambhāda-kundva-sambhavateya Javā-deta-tam-ce-ra-tu-ngo-tu-sun-se-bhya-javā-tam-ce-ce-ngo-kālā-tu-tu-ngo-kāyā-ke-vya-tsa-vā-ti-gu-nya-sambhavate.
I dedicate all the merits, same three times as dedicate the merits, okay? the short version of the King of the Prayer. The King of the Prayer is including this. then this four stanza thing. May the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching the Universal Tathamsa and the like refined gold may be actualized with the one's heart and the one's family members. And that's all the students, the organization, all the supporters, and in the hearts of everybody in this world, in the hearts of everybody in this world, and that way may be spread in all the directions, may be flows forever. All the merits we collect today to increase 1,000 times. Jim
what about prayer we do to be actualized. Jum dian de jin jaba da jin ba yang da ba so ba min je la bi ru je jaba la cha so jum de jaba da jin ba yang da ba so ba ngo da ma la ju ju be jaba la cha da lo me jung se je ja ve je la ten de lo ba a me be tan ba dang da ge la ba ma da be tu so May the blessings of the eminent Buddha with the sufferers and may my unbearable dependent arising and may my speciality be as all the pure prayers and may all my pure prayers be actualized immediately. So, good morning.